Arizonans could vote on an initiative this fall that would have a profound effect on Arizona's prison population. Supporters of the Second Chance Act refiled a petition with the Secretary of State's office Tuesday. The ballot measure would allow inmates to earn reduced sentences by staying out of trouble while in prison. It would give judges more discretion in sentencing and would prevent prosecutors from using an ethically questionable tactic to get longer prison sentences. Joining us to discuss the Second Chance Act is Rupali Desai, legal counsel for the initiative. Rupali, the main premise behind the initiative is that the system is stacked against those who commit crimes, and this could make it more fair. What are some specific ways that would happen?
Good morning. Hi. Thanks for having me. That's exactly right. I mean, what we've seen in Arizona is that people are ready for smart criminal justice reform. And this policy is built around fairness and to give people opportunities, specifically folks who are serving long sentences for non-dangerous offenses, to have the ability to show that they deserve a second chance. If they are participating in programs, if they're on good behavior, then they have the opportunity to reduce the amount of time that they're spending in prison and to reintegrate themselves into society.
So where does rehabilitation fit in here? And how much does that need to be an element of this so that if there is early release involved, then former prisoners will actually know how to get back to their lives in a better way?
It's a critical element of this, and it's at the core of the policy. What we're doing here is expanding an existing program in Arizona. We're not creating something new and starting from scratch. In Arizona, we have an earned release credit program, which allows people to participate in educational, spiritual, and rehabilitative programs while in prison. Those programs show us that these folks have demonstrated the ability to be released early from prison and lead successful lives.
Let's talk about sentencing. Arizona, of course, has truth in sentencing laws. We've seen a situation where judges have not had quite as much influence, I could phrase it this way, I think, or prosecutors. Some have criticized that, the fact that prosecutors have had more power. This would return more influence, more power to judges. On what sort of specific crimes are we talking about?
So all of the policy in this initiative relates to non-dangerous offenses. So we can put off the table anybody who has committed murder, sexual assault, dangerous crimes against children. Any violent crimes would not be subject to any of the eligibility for the policies in this initiative. But you're exactly right. We have mandatory minimum sentencing ranges in Arizona. And what that has shown us over the years is that judges, you know, who are supposed to be in this position where they take facts and evidence and information into account when deciding what the punishment should be for people are no longer able to use their discretion or deviate from the sentencing ranges because their hands are tied due to some of these very long sentences that are disproportionate to the non-dangerous crimes that they're sentencing people for.
So clearly we're seeing a bipartisan effort when it comes to criminal justice reform all across the country. Is there evidence that modifying policy, whatever state it may be, California or another, is actually working, or is this a matter of people saying the system is unfair, so let's change something? Is there data to indicate that certain changes that you're talking about could really make a difference?
Absolutely. And Arizona is, and this initiative in particular, is following a national trend, and it's really needed in Arizona. Arizona's got the fourth largest prison population in the country. We spend over $1 billion on the prison system, far more than other budgetary priorities. And what we've seen in other states like Texas and elsewhere is when you enact smart and moderate bipartisan reform in these areas, it is good for everybody. It is good for the safety of our public. It is good for generations of people who are affected inadvertently by long sentences of their family members in prison. And it gives people really who address the root issues, some of these mental health issues, substance abuse issues. We're addressing those things as opposed to just warehousing people in prisons for decades.
So the initiative is in one camp, we could put it that way. What about the legislature? We've seen in past sessions before our now Supreme Court Justice Bill Montgomery, when he was county attorney, there was talk that he was very influential in convincing some lawmakers to not go along with this. Are you seeing a different sort of momentum at the legislature as well, separate from this measure?
Well, I think that we've seen a lot of activity at the legislature around this issue. Unfortunately, they just haven't been able to get anything done, which is why our group has decided that it is time. Arizonans are hungry for criminal justice reform. We're happy to see that the legislature is taking steps. In fact, I think the fact that we see bills coming through and getting somewhere, at least, shows that there is support for this, and it's bipartisan support. You've got Republicans down at the legislature who are supporting this kind of reform as well, and that just bolsters the need for this initiative this cycle.
One other element I want to ask you about, an element that could appease pro-law enforcement folks, creates a fund to help first responders deal with job-related post-trauma stress. Why is that included, and where would the money come from to support that?
Right. We do. We create a Victim Services and First Responder Fund. That fund is initially funded through some one-time monies that are coming from another fund where there are unused dollars. We are taking money to fund that initially, but then ultimately it will be funded, hopefully, by the legislature. There's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars of cost savings once we start fixing some of the unduly long sentences for folks and warehousing people. There's going to be a cost savings to the state. Hopefully some of that money will be used to fund this. Also, people can donate private donations into the fund. But the key, I think, here is that we need good wraparound services for victims. You can't talk about smart criminal justice reform unless you're also talking about victim services. In Arizona, we talk a lot about victim services, but we don't actually fund those services the way they ought to be. So this provides a wraparound services for those folks, but also for our first responders, we often don't talk about when it comes to having to deal with these crimes on a day-to-day basis. They also really need the services to deal with trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder, and the like.
Okay. That is Rupali Desai. She is legal counsel for the Second Chance Act Initiative. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.